like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with us.
Oh my God! What a pleasant surprise! Oh my God! What are we doing,
Kevin?
I was like, huh?
I'm just saying. It's like when you come from break, like this old.
Right, you're like, hey, where you caught me? Doing a 5-hour energy.
We're back with Cesar Chavez. Hey,
what the heck?
Are you picking grapes or not? I was trying to think of Cesar Romero. Is it Cesar Chavez?
He's still good.
Yeah, he's good. He's still out there.
Cesar Chavez was the one to pick grapes.
Yeah. Right.
But Cesar Romero was the Joker from Batman,
yes.
Among other things.
Both good actors.
Yeah, both great, exactly. Anyway. Hi, guests. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in here. I tell you, finally got cold. Am I right, guys? Hey, weather talk. I'm glad you tuned in. Right, exactly.
Yeah, like. This is from, what's your name again? Pete?
Dave.
Oh, Jim Stansel.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
What's up, Jim Stansel?
What?
What is happening?
What's going on right
hey,
now?
Hey, Jim Stansel's your Twitter name?
Yeah.
But Dave's your real name?
Yeah. Why don't you use
anybody on Twitter? Who to tell?
What are you doing on Twitter that you have to be so quiet?
Talking to the mic.
I am on probation.
Talking to the mic.
You're on probation?
Yeah, I'm on probation.
What?
Oh, you know, driving.
While drinking?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
In Newport.
In Newport, Rhode Island?
Yep.
Were you coming to the Yacht Club or going to the Yacht Club?
Because I was on Goat Island.
Oh, I know Goat Island.
Yep.
Fabulous. You haven't had lobster roll do that at the sunset at Goat Island.
Just going to McDonald's, you know.
Well, you kind of ruined
really
that
got
story.
Busted for going to McDonald's?
Yeah. 0.3 miles. I could have walked. I didn't know where it was.
So you were drunk. Did
it, sounds right.
You were drunk. Where's the McDonald's already?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Doesn't Uber bring you McDonald's now?
Now they do.
Now.
Yeah.
It takes all the fun out of going to McDonald's.
That's true.
You know, you get to walk in there, see the people, meet Jim.
Yeah, Jim Stansel. Yeah, I just gave you a shout out the other day, right? About California.
Yeah.
So wait, where do you live?
Sanford.
Connecticut.
Sanford, Connecticut.
Sanford, Connecticut. Yep.
So you took the train down?
Took the train, baby.
All right, so we'll call you Dave.
Yeah.
Do you have
That's
a license
not your real
now?
Name.
Oh, I'm not suspended in Connecticut yet.
Yeah, it's statewide. Rhode Island's very provincial with their DUI laws.
What does that mean? They're
meaning like if you get a DUI.
Very honorable?
Yeah, exactly right. Now you're one of us. Gooble gobble. Drink from this. Damn.
Like the Simpsons episode.
What about the stone cutters?
Yeah. He's a drunk, too.
Yeah. Who made Steve Guttenberg a star? What is this, by the way? Oh, well, there's a
That's
bottle here.
Jim Stansel.
Well, thanks
for you.
I'm going to call you Jim Stansel because I don't know what the fuck your name is.
Yeah, oh, it's better. A sparkling rosé.
Dave.
Dang, it's late in the season. This is the train ride home.
What about Kevin? Where's the Kevin's gift?
Kevin
he gave me raisin bread.
Oh.
Raisin bread and 5-hour energy. I checked to make sure the seal wasn't broken, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
I can't trust any Jim Stansel off the street.
By the way, it's a weird fake Twitter handle. Like usually it's like Stinky Dave or something. But
yeah.
Like your
Jim's
Twitter.
Wet Hot American Summer, Jim Stansel.
Oh, wow. It's a deep cut.
Stansel Jim.
Okay, right.
You didn't know that.
Mine's Uncle Toucha.
I don't think the people who wrote that movie knew that.
Yeah, exactly.
What's Jim, what is it?
Is it a counselor?
It's an offhand reference.
Well, go ahead. Share it.
No, from Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah, but who was the character? Like,
You know, Jim, he's that guy. It wasn't even a person in the movie.
Oh, no kidding. All right.
Yeah.
Are you a little drunk now?
I hung out with Gino. Joanna said to say hi, by the way.
Who?
Nosachinsky said to say
Joanna.
Hi.
To who?
To you.
Oh.
Specifically, when
she's coming around. She drunk?
She said you wouldn't like that. She said hi.
Everybody's trying to get to me. This psychological warfare going on.
Is that Bill Schwartz's co-host?
Bill yes,
sidekick.
Well, don't tell her that. But yeah. So what do you mean? She was just hanging out across the street, right?
She drinks too, right? You could just grab the mic. You don't have to keep leaning in like a fucking half a tard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Like Walter Winchell.
He's testifying at Congress.
Right. I can't.
Talks to his attorney, then he goes to the mic.
Heard of the mic? I've never heard of the mafia. I'm not familiar with the term, even. Thank you so much.
Now that he has the mic, I don't even want to talk to him.
Right, exactly.
Is that it's ruined.
The
bit's ruined.
It's all right.
Sorry.
I like that bar crust.
Keep the mic in case we need it. Anyway, so you were drinking with Bill Schultz. Bill Schultz looks, he's getting, I don't know what alcohol does to you, but he's getting real skinny. He looks like a...
He's a hot girl.
How do I?
He's like...
I'll take what he's drinking. I don't know. I get bloated. He just kind of withers away.
He's just getting to be... His legs are all spindly. Is that a word?
Eagle from Lord of the Rings.
Exactly. If I had watched that movie, I would know exactly what you're talking
read the
about.
Book. Hello.
You read the book, he looks different to how you...
I think
visualize.
How you look is what I expect someone who drinks a lot to look like.
Like glasses.
Bill's not... That's not normal. Right. There's something. He's doing something else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it the Rogaine?
Rogaine?
Actually, Rogaine would ride with Rogaine. You're right, actually. Who am I to judge? Barely slept this weekend.
Oh, did you do a lot of blow?
I didn't. Well, no. How dare you? Please, I'm a married man, a father of two. I did go to a great strip club, the New York Dolls, new spot.
Wait, did you do a blow?
I like how whenever you ask him if he does blow, he touches his nose.
It's
if anything's dripping, if there's any residue.
I had a friend in town from Korea, one of my best friends. He was on the show on Monday. And so we went out Friday night. And then Saturday night, we went to, I'm friendly with Jim Jefferies. So we went backstage.
Oh, you are? Blah, blah, I blah, never blah, heard blah. That before.
Oh, shut up. Look at those big Indian tits of yours.
There they are.
As fake as my happiness is.
Those are her, birthday tits.
Wait, you said.
Those are her birthday.
She said that you were. It's my birthday.
Today?
Yeah.
It was your happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow, good for you. All right.
You didn't say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. In the mic.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We put the Dave mic Engine. Back. It was.
He didn't even come
burden
close to
hold it.
No, it was like whatever.
It doesn't weigh 16 ounces. He's like, oh, fuck.
You've
this.
Been drinking since this morning.
Yeah, Sorry, I should have held it.
You're as dumb as you are drunk.
Yeah,
I can see the cops having a good time with you. Where are you headed to? Just to McDonald's. You can see it over the horizon. So you could have just walked, sir. I know. My car insurance is going to be $10,000 a year for 20 years.
You got pulled over in the drive-thru.
That's why they should pull people over. They should literally just pull people after they get their food. Just pull them over, take their food, and take their license. Everybody's drunk.
Yeah, and the Happy Meal.
Jesus Christ! Have you been to Has anyone been at Taco Bell at 2 a.m? Is anyone sober? Impossible.
No.
You don't even eat the food if you're sober because it's disgusting.
You know the meat at Taco Bell. This is true. You know what the grade of it is? It's called FHC. You know what that stands for?
We all read that article.
Right.
For human consumption. So it's like the lowest. It's like prison meat.
Yeah, it's terrible. That's why you. That's why you get the chicken because the chicken they can't destroy it as badly. But the ground beef is disgusting. It's barely meat.
Not even. Yeah, they mix it with like.
It's like it's basically. Like
what
I just
last time we were there,
I don't remember what I had.
I think that's what you had.
It's like when you shit that shit diarrhea is like shit.
Yeah, sure.
Of like watered down shit. That's what the meat is. It's not meat. It's like the diarrhea of the meat.
Yeah, you're better off just I don't
they
know.
Can't do that with chicken for some reason. I read the article. I guess. We were at the library at the same time.
They put on a billboard.
Oh, I read the article. Oh. I was like, that's why I always only get the chicken when I eat there.
You actually eat a Taco Bell?
When I'm on the road, I've had a couple of cocktails.
Because you don't really drink here. When you're on the road, do you drink?
Yeah, I mean, I don't drink that much.
A couple of.
But I'm saying, if anybody is at a drive-thru at like.
Yeah.
When the bars close or around the bars close, they're all drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, the cops have these fucking DUI checkpoints on the street. It's a disrespect to hardworking people, to bartenders and shit. If you're drunk, you head for food. The end of story. when I worked in California, I remember I was so high and so drunk one time, and I stopped at that fucking what is it called?
In-N-Out Burger.
No, it wasn't In-N-Out, but it was like Carl's Jr. It wasn't even like a. No, it was the one with the Jack in the Box.
Oh, wow. Gross!
So anyway, I go to the Jack in the Box in Santa Monica, and I'm like waiting for a long time, and then I ate it. I was like, this is the best burger I've ever had. Because I had smoked pot and I was a little drunk. And I was good enough to drive. It was a rental. But I was good enough to drive. And then, but I'm like, I'm eating. I'm like, this is what, that's why people love pot. Because you're like, this is, nothing's ever tasted better than this.
I hated weed.
Huh?
I thought you hated
weed. No, I did. But when you're in California, what am I going to do? Be a dick about it? I was already drunk. And then, if you know, if I'm drunk, of course, I'm going to smoke a little bit. Right, Jim Stansel?
Right.
Yes.
Are you part Indian? Have you did a 23andMe? Because you look like you're.
I'm half Sicilian, half Polish, but I'm 1.4% North African.
Oh. So he's 101.4%.
My math is correct.
That explains the Polish.
God damn it, Jim! You're a million laughs.
I got kielbasa and some mint tea. Who wants to buy a rug?
I could watch him go for that mic all day. He went for it. It's in his hand, and he went for it in the stand once already.
If you were in California, you're casting. Would you cast him as in one of those Indian movies as like an extra? Maybe even put him on a horse. Yeah. Can you ride a horse?
Stop nagging the guy.
It's a rough life.
I mean, that'll even be unstable.
Oh my God, you guys have not heard these?
That's my three. That's great. If you can work in unbridled fun, then you're really having a good time. Should we pop open this sucker? We're not supposed to drink in the studio. I would say open this up and we could.
Why is that a rule? There's a whole bar sitting there. How's that like?
You can't drink in a studio.
There's a sign over there. I'm a big rule.
Let's drink every day.
All right. You want to pop this thing open?
Bill Schultz and Gino drink every day. Don't they, Garrett?
Is there really a sign there, or did they just tell you?
Every day.
Okay, so it's no problem?
I think they're talking to the customers. The customer's always wrong.
You mean he can't?
Yeah.
Jim Stansel.
He can't drink?
Well, then I
think he can, even because he bought it.
Okay.
I just don't want people coming in here drunk and then sitting in the
Oh, right? Look at that.
Is there a sign that says you can't drink there?
For that side.
Yeah, that's
By the way, there's no way that dude doesn't get pulled over in the hallway on the way. Pretty sure. If any police are listening, just be outside the studio.
You take the train?
Yeah, the old Metro North.
Oh, that's a good train, right? You can drink on that train, right?
Oh, yeah, we drank on the train. Yeah.
Yes. Who's we? Yeah. Did you come in with someone?
Yeah.
Jim would drink.
He should be here soon.
Do you know where they are?
Yeah.
He stayed with Bill and Gino, so I have no idea where he is now.
It's a real slap in the face to me.
Yeah. We lost a
stayed at a bar with Bill Schultz.
We lost 2/3 of our audience.
I'm always looking for any excuse to leave Bill Schultz. This guy's like, oh,
come on, stop.
So Gino's drunk now? We're doing a show tonight with Gino.
Yeah, he was lit when we got here. We got here, yeah.
This guy's driving him.
I got a zip car because I don't want to fucking deal with Gino coming home because I know he's a fucking alcoholic. My son even knows.
Where are you guys? Where's your show?
My son's like, Gino's an alcoholic, right? I go, yep. they have those bumper stickers. Where are they?
I don't know.
Bumper stickers that say Gino's an alcoholic?
They call them sleeping
Ginos.
Sleepy Gino. And my son put it on his book bag and the headboard of his bed. He's like, Gino's an alcoholic, right, Dad? I go, yes, he is. Proudly. Nothing wrong with that if you're functioning.
Yeah, it's all about, like, drinking and drugs are all about sort of whether or not you can sort of.
Oh, it's really not. It's about don't drive.
Well, yeah, just stay off the road.
Then if you're not. Yeah, here they go.
Oh, that's funny.
Tiny little bumper sticker.
That is.
Yeah, but they fit well on a backpack. On a
sure,
kid's
on a
backpack.
Lambo. Did he get a Lamborghini? He put that back in his Lambo. My son loves Lamborghinis, man.
He's not drunk. He's just, and then the funny thing was when we got to the show on Monday or last Wednesday, Gino was sleeping on the couch.
Would you pass that down, please?
Gino was sleeping on the couch. She can't drink.
I don't drink.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're not.
Can I relapse on the show?
Yeah, an alcoholic. Why not? That's exactly. Right.
Yeah. Give it to Jim Stansel.
No,
I'm not going to drink that shit.
Jim allowed to drink?
I mean, Brian will drink both or all three. Let's not pretend he won't.
What is this? I'll drink one, but I don't even know what it is.
It's pink stuff.
I'm guessing champagne. It's probably not a champagne.
Oh, it's rosé, right? Rose. It's alcohol in it, right?
Yeah, it was the cheapest rosé.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably
nothing's too good for this show.
Cava or Prosecco, I'm guessing.
I mean.
Certainly not a Brut Champagne. So can you have? I don't know. Whatever. I'll drink all three. I don't care.
Oh, he can drink it. Jim, come here.
Jim allowed? I thought it
was. Yeah, what's your drink?
You like a nice rosé?
Your dude's pie is so wide open right now. Do you see his dick?
He's a big guy. He's a big guy.
I love that lesbian haircut, too.
He's a strong guy.
Is that happening in Connecticut?
Yeah.
when he's
I've
there.
I've turned two girls gay so far. So.
Wow. Well, that explains why his fly's wide open.
I know. It's like Bill Schultz, you know. To be a genius to figure that one out.
Maybe Bill Schultz likes to drink Weight Watchers and gin or something. Like, maybe that's his secret. You know what I mean? Like,
just real. Every time I see him, it looks thinner and thinner.
It's like that Stephen King book, Thinner.
Which one? He's wrote 50.
Yeah.
He wrote a book called Thinner?
Yeah, it was great.
Like,
yeah,
real?
Dude got a gypsy curse.
Yeah, he ran over a gypsy and then he got off because it was a corrupt judge. And then the gypsy guy got thinner, thinner.
Like
real?
A big fat dude.
Fat guy, yeah.
I think I only read two of his books. You cheers. Do. Happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you. Birthday. Happy birthday.
What's in there? Anything in there?
Water.
Oh, no, you can't do that. It's bad. Oh, Christ.
You can cheers with water.
Can't cheers with water, but it's all right. We'll be fine. Hopefully,
what, five out. You want a Gatorade?
Not mine.
So you really superstitious like this?
You can't. Now it says toast with water.
It's always good to go with a blind guy who's superstitious.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't want to lose my vision.
I know. Yeah, because you heard what happens. Your left arm gets a little numb.
I think I've been cheersing with waters a lot.
Don't worry what he says.
Yeah, let's see. I think your titties are shrinking. Talk about thinner. Let's hope. Right.
More awkward.
Yeah, more awkward, right. Hey.
I just never understand
caller.
Birthday call.
Thank God we got a call.
Favorite Thanksgiving recipe. What do you got?
Hey, Brian, I wish you could see how ugly that fucking sweater is, dude. Come on, what are you wearing?
Really? It's a shaggy.
Yeah,
these are classic.
I don't know, man. It's not like, and what's going on with the Indians girls laugh, dude? It's really getting on my nerves.
Who is this?
This is Ritu's husband.
Yeah, it probably is. Hi, honey. Damn. How are you?
She's
sound
trying.
Like a dumpster fire. How you doing, baby?
She's trying out for Wicked.
Wife. Where are you trying to meet?
What's that?
Is anybody in your audience sober ever?
No. Dude, I'm fucking drunk right now, and I got to work in an hour, but I'm trying to lay the pipe on the India, bro.
Oh, you're gonna,
you got to pick up the kids.
You got to drive that school bus. They're already retarded. They're already retarded, though, so who cares?
I'd make an 18-year
pay. Oh, kids, hold on.
Hey, we're all going to die.
Put your helmets on tight. What's NFW stand for?
Not safe for work.
No, it says
there would be an S.
Kevin, I saw you in an old picture a while back where you were wearing like one of those robes they give you at the hotel, one of the white robes. I think you were in your 20s. But I couldn't see your ugly hairline because you had a pointy hat on. Was that like something to do with the KKK or something?
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah?
You don't have an old Grand Wizard headshot?
I have a robe on.
Someone told me. It wasn't a wizard costume. Someone told me you used to be in the KKK.
By the way, what hotel gives you KKK robes? Comfort Inn, Lynchburg?
I was reading a script in my robe in Hollywood with a fucking KKK hood on. This guy's full. You're full of shit, sir. Full of shit.
Hey, go fuck yourself with your ugly hairline, you fucking piece of shit.
All right, hang up on him.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving.
These calls are like a cup of coffee, a cup of espresso. They really get us going. What's it mean at NFW?
Not N-word free Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah.
I switched the W to M on Mondays.
Oh, okay. I love it.
I'll do my part, boys. Don't worry. No matter how much vodka rosé I drink,
because
we're
getting in a lot of trouble. We're getting in a lot of trouble.
I'm not saying it.
I'm not saying it
either.
She
was one of them next to me.
Yeah, she's halfway there.
I'm glad you're not saying it.
So, what are you doing for your birthday?
She might be the whitest person in this room.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, especially on the...
No, I can't be whiter than him. You have not been with Brian long enough.
What do you got planned?
I'm performing
really slow the show down.
Where are you going up?
What do you got? Do you have a spot?
Yeah.
What's your husband going to do?
I don't know.
And your son?
I didn't want to be home because then I fucking end up taking care of them, and it's my birthday, and I don't want to do anything.
Got it. Got it loud and clear.
Kevin's been here since 8 a.m.
I'm in the hot water with the missus.
Oh, what's going on now?
I don't even know.
I think
never marry a WAP.
Your wife is the best guest that you have on the podcast.
Is she?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Not the best wife, though.
I want to meet your wife.
It's not even top 50 wise.
I just think that, listen, in this day and age, I was thinking about something in the shower today. Now I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, you were. And he's sitting right to your left.
No, it's like he. No, you know what it is? You know what it is? We live in an era of no disrespect. Nobody wants to be disrespected. Women don't want to be disrespected because they're all cunts, you know?
Right.
They don't want to be disrespected with all the Me Too shit. So marriage is like unworkable now because nobody wants to be disrespected, because that's all marriage is disrespect.
Yeah.
You know, it's all when you first meet, it's all great and fucking wine and roses, to quote Jim, the great Jim Stansel. But then after a while, it's just like, you don't treat me right. You don't treat me right. And it's like, I don't expect to be treated right. But she do.
Right.
She wants me like, like my son the other day. He farted in my face, you know,
right.
And I love him, so I didn't care. It's kind of funny, you know. Right. But I'm thinking if my wife did that, I'd be like, "Fuck, you're disgusting," you know. But when we first dated, I would have thought it was fun. I would have thought it was something.
Right.
Now it's like nobody wants to. You can't disrespect anybody, even in a marriage. And a marriage is one of the foundations of marriage is to be disrespected.
I got so pissed.
Cheat on her. Back in the 50s, my wife loves man. Back then, the guys did whatever the fuck they wanted. They drank gin at a meeting.
Yeah.
And smoke cigarettes and then fuck the secretary.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, they dress so nice and the cars are cute. I was like, it's so stylish. I go, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
I mean, I think your wife probably puts up with a lot of disrespect from
she
you.
She do, but not enough.
Like, I know. I think it's enough. I have a feeling it's enough, and like maybe you should just laugh.
Tired of holding back.
You know?
Yeah. It's like that fracking where they can just get a little of the gas on top. Like if you get down in there, there's so much more disrespect that is available to her. I got so pissed at my wife yesterday because one of my kids needed a flu shot. So at a doctor's appointment, my wife kept going, don't forget the flu shot, flu shot. I'm like, what am I, fucking retarded?
Probably.
How dare you?
First of all,
always
when
drunk.
You're drunk and blind, like you're close to being retarded.
Yeah, I mean,
fair assumption.
I bet she has to remind
I've had some tummy issues. I've been laying off the sauce a little bit. This is probably going to put me right in the. I'm probably going
to
shit.
You forget shit a lot that she tells you to do before she leaves for work. I know you do, for sure.
I'm sure you
for
don't sure forget. You were never listening to begin with.
Right, there you go.
Well, I'm getting my flu shot today. I think, and then I'm gonna.
Everyone's Team Jocelyn. Who knew? I thought I'd get some support with that.
I'm gonna ask the lady for it. I'm gonna go to CVS, get my flu shot. I think today.
Today.
In between my busy schedule, and I'm gonna, as a joke, I'm gonna ask her for my AIDS shot.
Funny if she gave you one.
No, she'd be like, all right.
It's just like,
there's a dirty needle.
Let me see the other arm. You had AIDS,
right? Yeah, right, exactly.
You know how sometimes the flu shot gives you the flu? That happened to me last
year. No, you're supposed to. It's because really? It's a little flu. They're giving you a little flu.
They gave me a little too much last year.
Wow.
I got it like 3 days after.
Was it Gina Bisconti gave you the shot?
Yeah, I should have. It was actually in this guy's car.
Right. The signal. Like licking the needle before he does it. All clean. All clean.
Where'd you buy the raisin bread? CVS?
Stop, Super Stop and Shop in Stanford.
Wow.
That's nice.
I've been to that.
That's you interstate plugging.
He bought it in the country.
Are you going to eat it? Do you trust it to eat it?
I'll eat it. I won't give it to my kids, but I'll eat it. If I die from a fan killing me, God bless.
Dream come true time.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I used to be nervous.
How many people would show up at the funeral?
Okay. A lot of people would show up.
No. You think Neil would come?
No.
We'd probably send a rep.
Maybe he would tape something.
We had sent a CAA rep.
He'd send Joe Brennan from Twitter.
There's a lot of Twitters.
Yeah. Just Neil Brennan. I don't
know. There's a lot of.
Lenny show up?
No.
Lenny. I saw Lenny the other day on the street.
But it was at your funeral. I mean, saying, like, he wouldn't show up.
He would. Lenny's a cock. He'll show up. Guaranteed he'll show up. Yeah, you'll be at some funeral. Is this Kevin Brennan's funeral? We're an hour and a half late, sir. Your wife's right about you. You are a fucking
Danny
retard.
Boy, the pipes are calling from hill to hill and glen to glen. So I'll just stand there.
Let him do the eulogy.
Brian can sing opera.
I can. It's true. I studied in school for a couple.
How long? A couple of weeks?
Is this true?
Yeah, sure.
He flunked out of opera school.
I dropped out of opera school. I got a full scholarship to Kent State University in Ohio, where I was.
For opera.
For opera. Well, voice performance.
And all they would ever sing is
Sort of
the Dead in Ohio.
It's a huge Northeast Ohio.
Really? Why do you know that?
Fucking made it up. I have no idea.
No. Right. They actually have like a, no. That's why I got the scholarship.
All they sing is Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Right. For
Dead in Ohio. This summer I heard the drumming. Gonna get down to it.
They can reenact it. Every other reenactor. Fucking hippies. Shot some hippies. So the legacy goes on.
Dead on the ground.
They were asking for it. They're all fucking no bras and getting high.
You know, Ohio. Duck!
No bras and getting high.
Yeah.
That's what
Where
happens.
Where did you go to college?
New York University, ultimately. But
did you graduate?
No. I dropped off. I dropped
and he started selling
porn?
Blow.
All right.
I mean, the Washington Square this, Park is right there.
Yeah. That's
I mean, what do you expect a young kid to do? Stay in school?
I got that partying to do? I got a beeper. Went to Washington Heights, picked up an house, and I was out the door.
I don't know how they expect.
You feel nervous buying Coke from a blind dude, though?
Yeah.
He wasn't blind then. He wasn't blind then.
It was like 2.5 years ago I went blind. My hands and my eyes. Get over here. I'll show you how blind I am.
But I really don't expect. How do they expect these NYU kids to study for real with all these temptations?
It's a party. Well, there was a big drug ring they just busted a couple years ago. Where, like this, like little girl from like I think Connecticut actually. Probably not from your neighborhood. No offense, but and she was this nice.
Always kind of. What side of tracks you're on? Because he thinks he's classy.
Yeah.
Because his wife tells him he lives in Park Slope. Who knows where they really live?
Clear why you're classy, by the way.
I'm about to drink it.
He's white trash from Baltimore. Worst of the worst.
And then he made his money in porn.
He's always $14.99. He went blind.
Right.
Look at all the.
But then he's shitting on this guy who brought me raisin bread.
I'm shitting on him.
He made his. He went blind because of the porn. Because they.
No.
Oh, it's payback karma.
Oh, okay.
Because they think you get it from jerking off. You actually get it from making porn.
Oh.
All the robber baron industrialists, like the Astors or the Vanderbilts or whatever. They all started the Kennedys. They're all bootleggers and robbers.
Yeah, they're all dirty.
They're all dirty. So I'm just
about that guy.
Tradition.
How about that guy, what's his name?
If you want to look at it
Ed Asner?
Close.
Thank you, I figured as much.
What's the guy's name? They all sold drugs before they were fucking rappers.
Oh, Biggie.
Jay-Z, they're all fucking crack dealers and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they dropped out of school like you, and then they want to make a little money.
NYU.
I ain't gonna rap, dude, a Mexican rapper.
Yeah. Hey, last night I had a dream. The dream was so crazy. I had a dream the Mexicans were not lazy.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Hey, lowlife gang.
Oh, is that the guy from the Bronx?
Yeah, I just heard your rap, Brian. Pretty good.
Thank you.
Something better for you, though.
Go ahead, brother. Drop it on me.
All righty. This goes out to Artie Klein because he wanted me to call in and do it with nothing but Jimmy Martinez phrases. So here it goes.
Uh-oh.
All right, here it goes.
Ready to drop the call.
You've got to trust the process. We're making progress to getting Brian to show off his dick. We hear it's monstrous. Neil Brennan's pompous. His skin is jaundiced. Have you to be reminded his brother is Kevin, and he's so obnoxious. Put that shit all Gucci, yo. You already know. He stays true to the game. Give two fucks about the fame. That's just how it goes. When Brian needs a hand job, he calls one of his bros. Kevin, don't second guess your dopeness. You already know this. I did blow right before I wrote this. Didn't you know this? We up in the game. We stay true to the craft. Yamanika Sanders needs to write a new act. Brian did blow with Robert Klein. Big dick on his mind all the time. Can't see anything because he's fucking blind.
That's awesome. Actually, very
good. That's really good.
Well, you get the feeling this guy doesn't have a real important job, right?
Little piece.
I was afraid that was going to be the first verse.
That
was really good. Thanks a lot. Who's that, OVO?
Great. I think it's OVO. Yeah. He's 21. I think he just sits around in Albuquerque waiting for like the next batch of meth to show.
His mom's like, who are you talking to down there?
Like,
I told you to go deliver your papers.
He's like the Rupert Pupkin of Albuquerque.
Mom, I told you.
I'm doing my show, Mom.
Doing a show, Mom.
Doing a show, Mom. Come on, Mom.
They're just about to take my call.
Right, exactly.
Big show. It's like Larry King.
What do you rhyme monstrous with? Like dinosaurs? I don't even know.
Did you do blow with Robert Klein?
No, I did not.
Did you want to?
Oh, I heard Robert Klein was a little out of sorts.
He was fine. He kind of forget his act a couple of times. In the middle
that's
of
too
his...
bad. Headlining a blind show?
Yeah, he was a sweet guy. He just, you know.
He got there late?
He got there right on time. He did the Billy Crystal roast at the Ziegfeld. So, but he showed up and.
Earlier that day?
Like literally came there from the roast. But it's funny when a 76-year-old guy is like, where was I? And the audience has to be like, you were talking about being a Jew. And he goes, oh, okay, all right, yeah, all right. And then he goes right back into his act, like nothing happened. So, you know, it wasn't like sad, like watching your grandfather try to talk about the Korean War, and then he kind of forgets, like, you know, where, you're like, Pop, do you want some more ham?
Right. And he did okay?
Yeah, he great. Everybody did great.
But also, don't you think any point in his act he would have been talking about being a Jew? Like, they could have stopped him anywhere, and that's what he would have been talking about?
He did that song at the end. He always does the same, like, he does, like, a harmonica thing at the end of every his act. I mean, some of his act was great. It was like you could tell the jokes were 45 years old, but some of it was current. And he started going off on, like, Trump.
You talked about Eisenhower?
I don't know about this Spiro Agnew.
Yeah, exactly right. So this McGovern,
I predict Nixon's
right?
not going to last this full term.
Yeah, exactly right.
The deal with these measles.
Right. Last time I had polio, they gave you a mallet to hit with a horse and whatever.
So, okay.
Yeah, he did great.
You're a Jew, right?
I'm a Jew. Sort of.
Why are Jews obsessed with being Jews? I don't get it.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm definitely not.
You say it in your act every night that you're a Jew, right?
Never.
I mention it in my closer once.
Right. Did you introduce him?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Did I?
No.
Who are our guests today? On our left.
I'm Ritu Chandra.
We got to do this whole thing over now?
Can you just play the intro music right up to this point?
And Kranz is here, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to need another bottle of cold
and
duck.
Ritu Chandra. Is that your name? Is that how you say it?
That's perfect.
We introduced you, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I didn't need to feel like I've been here before, at least.
You go much?
Oh. Everyone knows her.
Right. No, I'm not saying that. I just, like, you've never been here, so I figured they should introduce you, at least.
You're absolutely right.
That's rude.
I'm used to being treated badly by them, is what I'm saying.
It's like what the skanks did to me one year, and I did not take well to it.
What happened?
I don't want to rehash it.
There we go. I don't want to rehash it, but.
No, it's not even worth it. But, yeah, so, okay, but you're a Jew, so now we have a topic to get to you with. So you're a dirty Jew. You're a filthy, dirty Jew.
Where'd you grow up?
Yeah, but the Jews are still, like, obsessed with being, that they're Jews. But, I mean, you guys are kind of persecuted, I guess. The Reds, you know, you're chosen people, but I've had a couple of bad breaks, as Dimer Gold says.
We were fine until there was a second religion, and then it's been downhill.
What was the second religion? Christianity?
Yeah.
Damn you Hittites.
And it's been downhill. It's been a downhill.
Wait, the Jews were like a superior religion? And then
we were the only, I mean, allegedly.
And then they broke off, and then Jesus was like...
And then Jesus happened.
Jesus was
real.
And
people were like, we're going to do that.
A lot of people have hated
Jews.
The problem is that you guys didn't have like a leader. You didn't have like a Jesus. You have
like
Stephen
King David?
No, you have like a Steven Spielberg. But who's the leader of the Jews? You don't have one.
The Mashiach?
Right now?
No, like the Pope or Jesus. Like you don't have
wasn't
one.
Moses a Jew?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, but it's like, but I'm saying you don't have, it's the
Jesus
Jewish...
was a Jew.
Yeah, he's not walking, like, that's like Jesus is walking around. Like Jesus is walking around, like, hey, on Saturday, I'll be at the Anglican town.
Yeah, but Jesus converted.
No, he didn't.
Christianity.
No, he didn't.
It doesn't matter. The point is, you guys don't have, you have John Stewart, but you don't have like a leader. You don't have a leader that, like on the Catholic Church, they have the Pope. It's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't have like a head Jew. You're
right. Yeah, so that's dumb.
There's a machine.
I mean, you have Katzenberg, but I'm saying you don't have like Billy Crystal. You don't have a head, you don't have a Jew that.
Oh, me hacky, by the way. I mean, honestly.
I'm doing it on purpose, you fucking blind hack.
Great.
So the point is, you guys are a religion like drifting because you don't have anybody on Christmas Day. They're like, oh look, the Pope is about to say Christmas Mass, and it becomes like a big spectacle. You know, 6 billion people tune in.
You know what the Pope says? He goes, all you wops, get out of the lot. My grandfather used to say that.
Your grandfather hated the Italians?
Oh, yeah.
Do your grandfather know you're going to be working for Italians in 2020?
We're probably ultimately working for the Jews, but who is it? Right? Anybody? Hello?
So that's, I think that's part of the problem. You guys are like, well, you know, you all have your different branches of Judaism.
Yeah. There's like other Jews that wouldn't even consider me a Jew. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, because you're not,
I'm the least Jew.
I would introduce you earlier if you had like those dreadlocks that they
wear. Yes.
So I'd be like, hey, we got ourselves a real Jew.
Hello.
You don't, whatever.
I don't do anything.
You don't practice.
You were bar mitzvahed, though.
I was bar mitzvahed.
Okay.
I was Hebrew school was forced on me.
Yeah.
And
your parents are both Jews?
Mad. Yeah, everybody's a Jew.
And
where'd you grow
all
up?
All the step parents.
I grew up in.
You have step parents too? Okay.
Yeah, they're all Jews too, right?
Yeah.
Your parents split up like the Jews tend to do, split up into their own.
Split up, everybody remarried, big like. Brady Bunch situation.
Big Mishigosh.
So I stay with my wife. I stay with my wife just because I don't want fucking outsiders around my kids. I just
That's a weird thought, right?
The whole thing is just so some dude going like, throw the ball to me. I'll fucking get a handgun, shoot him in the head.
Hey,
and I just don't want. I don't want other people around me. Like I don't give a fuck what happens to me at this point. Obviously,
because you're saying name like, hey, yeah. Big D, come over here. Big
I don't think
D.
It's gonna. I don't think it's gonna be Hispanic.
Well, I think after you, I think if she probably run
she's
right back.
Go the opposite.
She would go for a 9-to-5 white guy.
Okay.
If I left my husband, I would go for the total opposite. I would like get a little Italian contractor handyman who could fix my shit all day. Like,
Shaculo?
Yeah.
As Brian would say.
He makes you a pussy's vindaloo to me. You know what I mean? Hey, I suck your cunt. I spit out curry juice. Am I right, everybody? I'm breaking her. She's all right. She's all right.
Breaking her balls.
I'm breaking her balls. She's all right. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you.
She's all right. I'm gonna go back and
wait. So when? How old were you when your parents got divorced?
I was like 2.
Ugh.
God, there's a hate.
This is actually.
Are you planning on getting divorced?
Get the story out.
Not.
You usually do what your parents do. Like, I don't get divorced, but I just make my wife and my life miserable. So that's what my dad did.
Right.
So out of respect for him, that's what I'm doing.
That's how you were raised. That's how,
that's how I was raised. Yeah, you stay together, but you're miserable.
Right. What's the story, please?
All right. So my dad, when I was 2, took off with my mom's best friend in the world and moved
in.
Yeah. He moved into her house right around the corner. Like, literally, like, a 2-minute walk.
He still got his mail at the old house?
I used to, like, me and my brother would be throwing a football around on the lawn, and then my dad would come walking up the block with his new kids and his new dogs.
He'd say, how are you?
He would stab me. He wasn't rude. He would stop and say hello.
No, he wouldn't.
Then, yeah, he would stop and say hello. No, he was, like, considering it was a fucked up situation, I think he did the best he could.
Dad's dead now, so he's being nice about it.
Real dad? Dad's dead or your stepdad?
My real dad.
And then somebody killed him because of all this philandering?
No, somebody did kill him, but he was hit by a car.
I thought maybe because of Jesus.
Oh yeah, he was on a bike, right? Oh, where was it?
Upstate New York.
And what was he doing? Was he listening to headphones?
He was on a bike.
Were you Willie sad?
You want to blame the victim. I love it. You're like, was he listening to headphones?
Because I ride bike a lot. That's why I'm curious. I ride my bike a lot and in dangerous scenarios, but I don't listen to anything because you got to be aware of what you're doing because you're always going to lose to a car.
Yeah.
It's like fucking fighting a dinosaur. You're always going to lose. You're always going to lose. It's like the car is made of steel. And all it has to do is knock you. All it has to do is hit you, and the car is fine.
Right.
And it's not even murder. It was just an accident. So
I didn't know that. Huh? I didn't know that. You don't really get in trouble
unless you're drunk.
No, they investigated. They gave the driver. They tested him for alcohol.
Yeah, if you're sober,
I want to hit.
You know what it is? Not to be racist, but whenever I'm on my bike. And somebody goes real close to me, it's always a black dude.
Okay,
because
let's just keep moving.
No, because they know that it's not illegal to hit a white dude on a bike as long as they're sober. And then it just be, I was on the road, they're on the road, they're entitled to their space. And so they have to accommodate me. If they don't, they fucking hit me. But most people get, you know, white drivers, they veer off a little bit. Black dudes, they actually go fast, and I'm like,
maybe they listen to the show.
Huh? you goddamn Schwarzeneggers. Oh, well, what happened? What happened? He was on a dirt road or a country road?
It was an intersection. Yeah, it was a regular.
Road was it?
Was it paved?
He was wearing spandex when he died. I know that, right?
He was wearing spandex?
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. That's why I don't want, knock on wood, I don't want to die on the road and have people go like, he's dead. They poke me with a stick. I don't think
anyone did that to your dad, did they?
No, I'm just saying. I don't want people like going like, this pathetic piece of shit on his fucking green bike. What happened? No, I'm not saying your dad was like that. I'm sure he wasn't.
No,
sure he died a hero.
In spandex.
But what happened?
They got the whole thing on video.
Oh, cool.
I thought it was about Bob Saget once.
He was...
Did it go viral? I gotta put it on my fucking. We gotta put it on our Patreon.
So happy nobody in this family's gonna hear this.
This is making me so happy. You have
happy
no
birthday.
Idea how. Thank you.
Oh, wait. So what happened? Did somebody break the law?
No. It was technically it was his fault. He was coming up to an intersection and he must have had some sort of like GPS app. And he stopped.
This was recent.
Yeah, this was like 6 months ago.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Now you're sorry? Oh, now it's...
Now it's
too far.
Yeah, if it was a year ago, no problem.
A year ago, it's fucking hilarious.
Wait, so... I just want to hear what happened.
He came up to, and he turned around. They think that his app had, like, his GPS had, like, repositioned him, and he turned and went through a stop sign. Huh? And there was a pickup truck driver coming just over a crest where there was just a tiny bit of a blind spot. And
easy, my word.
Oh yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, so he made
you
he didn't turn.
he turned and got what's that word? Like fishtail? He got a
jackknifed.
So he was in the right lane. Then he went across. He was crossing the road.
Yeah. So as he turned and crossed, somebody came up. Right. Just over like a blind spot.
Okay, again.
So again, technology kills because it's like I never listen to anything. I'm not looking to fucking. You know what I mean? Because all you need is to be distracted. And again, a GPS is for a car. It's for a car. Like if you're on your bike, you have to assume that you're gonna get murdered. Like it's like when I'm on my bike, it's like when I go into a black neighborhood. I'm assuming I'm gonna be murdered. So I have to be very careful. Like I still do dumb shit, but I'm very careful about it. Like I'll run a red light, but I'm ultra aware of my surroundings because all I know is one mistake by a car, I'm dead.
He had so it's
not to shit on your dad.
Why was it on video?
Because it was at a traffic light and there was just
did
there
you
was
watch
a video.
This video?
No, of course not. What kind of monster would watch that?
I'll look at it. I'll tell you how it was. I'll look at it first. I'll tell you if it's okay. No, but was it a red light or just stop sign?
It was a stop sign.
Yeah, but it was in the country.
Yeah, it was like it was upstate New York.
And it was like a four-way stop or one street. One road was busy. One road had no stop.
Did you guys go lay flowers and candles down there at the roadside?
Talk about no country for old men.
They don't do that, Jews.
No, but this was actually this was like the fourth or fifth time he had been hit.
Jesus Christ!
You know, he'd been hit a few, and we would tell him like
you are feeding us more to laugh.
Yeah, no, I get that. Did he smoke yogurt card punchers?
Oh
no, he was like super healthy. Like he was everything that I'm not.
He was getting hit like just sideswiped by cars.
Yeah,
because if you get sideswiped, you know you can. I mean, that's how I always expect for it happen to me. Like I'll get sideswiped. I'll just get knocked off my bike. You know.
Last time I sideswiped, I met a hot guy on Grindr.
This is a gift he has, everybody. don't dare question it. Don't try to do it at home either.
No.
So you guys kept saying be careful or whatever. What'd you say?
So the first time he told us that he'd been hit, he'd gotten scraped up. I remember thinking like, this is how my dad may end up going because he wouldn't. He just loved. He used to be like a marathon runner, and when he couldn't run anymore, he started biking, he started kayaking, and you couldn't get him.
I got hit by a car in California on my bike. It was totally my fault. And then I thought, what am I like? I knew the guy hit me, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I got up, and I was like, I guess I'm not dead. And I had scrapes and everything. And,
right.
Did you fly
through the air, or get hit?
No, he just knocked me over. But it was totally my fault, and I was in a hurry. And that's another thing: if you're in a hurry on a bike, you'll do dumb shit. But I was going to a job. I had a job, so I had like a good excuse for being late. I'm like, hey, I got hit by a car, everybody, right. My bike. And then I had scrapes. My leg was bloody.
Right.
And then I texted my wife. I got hit by a car. She's like, at least it was worth it because she was nice to me that day.
Yeah.
At least for a couple hours.
What kind of job did you
like
have?
Lying? You go
I was working on Tom Papa's show.
Okay.
Tom Papa was making a pilot, so I was like late. I was like, and I did a dumb fucking, I just made a dumb move.
I got hit by a bike in front of Bloomingdale's a couple years ago. I was on my way to Bloomingdale.
I bet it's not as good as his story.
Full vision.
Huh?
Full vision. I was going to start.
It's easy now to get hit by a bike because especially the black kids. No, I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, speaking of black kids,
go ahead.
I swear to God, like I try not to see this. But I was in my neighborhood the other day. I live near a place where there are light rails, so sometimes you get a little bit reckless gangs of people. Anyway, this kid, it was like around when school's lighting out. So anyway, this kid's like, he pushes his I didn't even know if it was a girl. I couldn't tell exactly. But he pushes, he's like grabbing somebody and then throws him up against the wall.
No.
And I think it's like, I think they're just playing, they're goofing.
Right.
Because I didn't even know it was a girl. Turns out it's a girl. Then he starts choking her against the wall. Okay. She's screaming like, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
Like, stop.
Start jerking off.
No, but it was too far away. Plus, he was a big black dude, you know?
Did you call the cops?
No, because they were walking to the train. So by the time, plus I had to go to the post office. So,
Yeah, you're right. I'm like, I try not to see this. I'm like, what are the odds I'm going
to see?
How long do I have to live before I see a white dude grab? Because I'm telling you, black people, again, no N words, but black people, they're very aggressive physically with their friends, with their girlfriends. Like when they're waiting, when they get out of school, they're like fucking, they're very handsy. But this guy was like literally assaulting his girlfriend. And then she's like, fuck you. She's like, I fucking hate you. But then she walks off with him. So I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Call the cops?
He was assaulting her? Was she a real nut?
So we need this to break the tension because it's a tense moment. I'm like, am I supposed to do something? I'm like, fuck this. Because people, you know, get these cucks in here, these fucking social justice warriors. Get them over here. Let them fucking see it. Let them fucking break it up. No, because black people, they're always victims. This guy was like literally fucking choking his girlfriend against the fucking building in front of everybody.
In sex play, the same.
Yeah, maybe that's her thing.
No, but she was, and she was like, fuck you. I fucking hate you. Why'd you do that? But then she walks off with him. I was going to grab her and go like, listen. Tanisha, I think maybe you're better off with me. Let's walk this way. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's gonna take them all, take everyone in.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. Maybe we should separate them.
I like it.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying I see things.
Mentoring, take her.
Oh, I see things, and then I'm like, I try to go like, you know what? Maybe everything. Maybe I am wrong. Maybe it's just a coincidence that I see.
When I see
a black dude pay for his fucking, when he goes on a train and he uses his Metro card. I want to call the cops, see something, say something. I saw a black guy pay his fare. And then even the Jew over here is giving me the dirty look because you can't talk like this.
No.
He should probably be work for the ACLU. I'm saying you can't talk like this. You can't see what you say because then you're racist. But the guy was black and she was black and I'm like, I would have to live a long time to see a white dude do this to his fucking white girlfriend. Like, I know it happens, but it happens
again?
In Mississippi. It happens where people are like fucking Appalachia. It doesn't happen in the city. It just don't happen. But I'm saying these kids are not drunk. I see a few drunk people are drunk. They're all idiots. But they're like, I see them getting out of school. They're like beating each other up. They're punching each other, punching women. Like, I've never hit a woman in my life till I got married, you know? So I have no
Maybe
idea.
They were married though.
Huh?
Met that guy Porkchop. He was in trouble for beating his wife. He was as white as it gets.
He was in trouble for
lots of white people.
The guy's name was Porkchop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I know a white guy called Applesauce, and he was guilty of the same thing. Okay, the guy's. I'm talking. Did you see it though?
No, but he
did. You
told
see
us.
It?
He told us.
Okay, well, I saw this. I
he was
see.
Bragging about
I
it.
He was bragging about it.
I
yeah.
seen this. I okay. seen this.
Use your.
So, my point is,
Use
they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. They'll do whatever the fuck they want because they have a different thing. They have a different thing.
I feel like I don't see these things. I look around and
you're in your fucking car, your Lexus, you fucking quad cunt, whatever you call a girl on her birthday.
Okay, yeah.
I don't see it. Yeah, get on the fucking train. When's the last time you took the subway?
It's been a while.
Yeah, so that's where you see some shit. You don't see a lot in your fucking in the backseat of your Lexus.
Backseat of my Jeep. Let's make an episode.
I drive from the backseat.
Is that Jimmy Martinez?
No, that's LL Cool J. Backseat of my Jeep. Let's make an episode from the early 90s.
Oh, anyway, I'm just saying I see what I see, and then I hate to be racist, but
you
I
sure
when
do.
I
do you
I
hate
see
to
what
be
I
racist?
See.
Is that
I
correct?
I see what I see. Even my huh?
Do you hate to be racist? Really?
No, I think it's like ridiculous that everybody acts like people aren't doing stuff. Like black people are always innocent. They never do anything. They're always victim. They're always a victim of circumstance, bad luck. It's just like
that they were always accused of doing everything. So I think people are just trying to be more measured in how they look at things.
Yeah, except
now.
Working. Am I right, guys?
Now
I'm doing it too. Now I'm doing it too.
But it's like they're never guilty of anything. They're always innocent, no matter who it is, no matter what the situation is.
I would say
they're innocent.
We can talk about anything we want on the show. So why do we have to talk about this every fucking show? Like,
yeah.
I get it.
Why?
Like,
I just seen it, mother.
No,
you can leave. I don't need you.
I know. Right?
You don't see it because you're blind.
You guys need each other. You cannot split up.
No, we're not. But you know,
I was saying the other day, I had a happy moment when I was at the Stress Factory the other night.
Yeah.
I ran into a guy while I was waiting for the train at New Brunswick, and so you know the train's empty at that hour. We're on. I'm talking. I guess I don't know if I was talking loud. I was just talking regular.
We are.
And then this woman kept looking at me like, she's mad I'm talking. And then she got up and just moved to the other car. I'm like, fuck you. I don't know how many times I've been like, you got to be this loud.
loud?
Yeah.
Are the people on their phone? The people, because you can't say no. You can't literally in this day and age, you cannot say boo to a black person. I said something to fucking I said something to Yamanika, and she went fucking ballistic on fucking Twitter because I didn't even say anything disrespectful to her. I said she can use the N-word whenever they want. Black comics can use the N-word whenever they want. If I say it, I'm basically crucified. They're using it as punchlines in the Comedy Central Comedy Cellar show. So it's like they're rewarded for using it. And she's like, how fucking, why do you want to say the N-word? I'm like, just shut the fuck up. You're all right. Right. It's my fault you're fat.
I feel like I'm at Monday's show. I feel like I'm at Monday's show.
Huh?
I feel like I'm at Monday's show.
Did you guys go over this Monday?
All this on Monday. All right. It's okay.
All right, just go for a walk. No, go what Artie does. Go to the hotel and call in from the hotel. Oh, go pretend you're going to get go to the bathroom.
Ryan's
and I'd be like,
nice
hey, you guys, I
he wants to enjoy himself.
I went to go to the bathroom, but now I'm at the hotel. Can I still get paid?
Artie got a room across the street from here?
No, Artie one time. Allegedly. Just, I wasn't here. But apparently he went, said he went to the bathroom on a break, and then he was ended up at a hotel, and he called in. He goes, can I just do it from here? They're like, it's a little unorthodox. Well, let's give
no offense.
To be fair, maybe he didn't say which bathroom.
Yeah, to be fair, maybe he just said a bathroom.
Yeah. Like a bathroom hotel go down the block.
Did he go to a very...
you live in?
I live in Jersey.
When you have Thanksgiving, do all your they're all your step parents and everything? They meet up or what happens?
No. Well,
what do you tell your daughter? Who tell her real grandparents are?
She knows. She knew my dad for a couple years, and she knows, and my mom and stepfather. She calls.
She thinks. What does she think the stepfather is?
She thinks that's her grandpa.
How old
I mean, it
was
is her
your,
grandpa?
How old were you sick. When your mom remarried?
That's sick.
How old were you when your mom remarried?
I was like fucking four.
Oh,
I was
so
like three or four.
She
yeah,
got
this
remarried
is,
fast.
She got remarried fast.
Can I say something terrible, please? I'm
yeah,
sorry.
No. Wait,
well, yeah,
it.
Why hold back
you,
now?
You should put a bike helmet on top of the turkey.
Not this year. It happened last year, didn't it? Or did it happen?
Months ago. No.
It's been Thanksgiving since then.
It's a nice way to remember him.
It's,
you know, like it's
a memorial of sorts.
You say I'm inappropriate?
Yeah.
I like that joke, though.
Why?
It makes fun of him. I don't want to make fun
of him. Right. Just not people that aren't in the room.
Right.
So you live in New Brunswick. And how old's your daughter?
2.5.
Oh, she's a little kid. Are you married?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. All right.
He's not Puerto Rican.
Well, I think it's amazing that his mom was able to remarry his stepdad. That she was able, like, because he had two
what
kids.
What does he mean by his mom?
Well, he had two kids of his own, and then he took on three extra kids. Like, I would never take on extra kids if I had to get remarried.
Take on your own kids.
I don't want to, right? Yeah, so right. Why would I take on extra kids?
Hey, who took on extra kids?
My stepfather moved
he
in.
He had two of his own kids, and then he moved
Yeah, he
in
was a single three. Dad.
Oh, he was? What happened to his wife?
She took off.
Oh, right. Really? What's going on?
Where the fuck do you guys live? You must live near the train. Everybody's just taking off.
One of those walking paths. Going out for a walk. Speed walking away from the kids. Yeah. Right? You can keep it all.
In their defense, I think we were all pretty shitty kids.
Now, how shitty can you
possibly? Everybody was just like... It really was like this growing up.
So rare. Unless your stepsisters are hot like the Brady girls.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Cindy was a looker.
Yeah, I have a stepsister.
Oh.
She cute. You ever think about it?
No, I never thought about it. I grew up.
I'm a Jew. I thought you were about to do a Woody Allen the way you're just.
Oh, no. I only remember when all of this had already taken place.
Right.
Like I don't have a before and after. I only knew the after. I was two when all of this happened.
Yeah, yeah. My parents got divorced when they were two, and my father got married four more times.
They were two?
When I was two. they were
she was a baby bride?
She was a child bride.
Baby so bride, right. I don't want to. I'm tired.
I do.
I have all these juice boxes out. Chicken nuggets and juice boxes at the reception. She's already pregnant.
Added a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, exactly, right? But my mother's 67, and her
she's
second,
still banging.
Her
she's
second
still
husband a, just he
boyfriend
died four
just
years
said
ago.
She's easy to.
Oh yeah, my mother's got. But she does her Kegels. That's a secret when you get older. Just so you know, for your birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, you want to maybe open a fucking bottle of Mr. Pizza.
His mom
pussy.
Must have an amazing pussy if the stepdad wanted to take on three shitty kids too, right? Like I mean, like
yeah.
that.
He already had two.
He had two. He was raising two boys by himself.
She's got to be amazing.
It's not a big deal for a dude to move in because he wants a mother there. He gets sick of doing all that mom
There's
shit.
Three more kids. That
it's
you're
worth
supporting.
It. It's worth it. You cut the expense. It's like when a corporation merges. You know, you cut some expenses. You only pay one rent, and then the dad wants a fucking mom around because I can't divorce my wife because I can't do my daughter's hair. You know what I mean? After a while, you're like, I would just fucking chop it off. I'm not even kidding. She'd
be
screaming.
Cancer. This is for cancer. Everybody shave her head for cancer.
Be like, I don't want cancer.
Kids are literal as fucking love.
It's Kegels. That's what I'm going to call kids from now on. Kegels.
Kegels.
No, but I don't know. I just don't want that for my kids.
Divorce?
Because my wife has bad taste in men, obviously. So she'll marry some. She'll hook up with some loser.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, this guy. She's like, he's better than you.
I think she'll get it right the second time around.
It's the third.
It'd be funny if she ended up with Lenny.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, yeah. She fucked Lenny. Yeah. Jimmy Martinez. Oh, Kevin, I'm taking the kids to Great Adventure. Can I have $150, Kevin? What's up?
Can they take food stamps?
Yeah, right. Wick. I got Wick. I got my Wick coupons.
That would be amazing.
You see your wife, she's kind of wobbling to the door to like give you the keys for the weekend. She's like, oh, Kevin, that Moreno you gave me really blew out my culo this weekend.
Oh, my God. This is
getting
really
fucked on the regular.
My wife listens to this show. I love the fact
that she doesn't listen to this.
Uncle Jimmy.
I don't know what anybody listens to. I got fucking banned from the cellar because of this fucking show. So.
Here we go again. Monday show, everybody.
I want to hear about this.
That's it.
I'm just saying. You want to hear about this?
Well, I mean,
you want to talk about more about more jokes about his dead dad?
Yeah,
let's hear about the cellar.
With the bike helmet on the turkey, on the dead turkey.
Brian, I support.
We're not giving a raw turkey. It's disgusting. You got to cook it. It's Thanksgiving, for Christ's sake, Kevin. Be a human being.
What do you got planned for Thanksgiving?
Me, we're going to Chatham, New Jersey.
Oh, you'll be near me.
Yeah, well, kind of in better neighborhood, but yeah. Right. So we'll be in Chatham.
He's obsessed with his social climbing, and
it is.
I mean, the guy's like, he's complete white trash.
Trash Irish from Baltimore, no less.
Exactly.
You can actually hear the train from my row house backyard. That's how I grew up. From such humble beginnings, like a phoenix risen from the ashes.
To hear.
Well, yeah.
You probably heard my parents leaving then.
Choo-choo! There was a bike path by the house.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. That's great.
It's the train to Auschwitz.
That's great. Thank you so much.
I'm going to this guy's for Thanksgiving, in case you're
hey, motherfuckers, I'm at Lucy's Laugh Lounge. Tonight,
already?
Lucy's Laugh Lounge. It says, and on my website it says Westchester, but it's Pleasantville. So you can Google it. You can Google it. You can also just go to fucking, let me see what the Twitter is.
Okay.
But it's comedians of the compound. You all know that. Lucy's Laugh Lounge. It's at Lucy's Laughs. LucysLaughs. I'm kind of stumped by some of these letters because you don't say letters out loud anymore. You just know what they is.
Thank you. That was great.
I just rap.
Yep, sort of.
All right, it's 8:00 tonight. Me, Gino, and I think Aaron is in Florida, so I think he's gonna Skype in. What?
Gino should be in great shape for the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand the whole drinking early, right? What do you got to do for the rest of the day?
You can take the train with him. It's on the same direction.
Stancil.
I'm here for you and the next show, and I don't know how Gino does it.
He's going to be on a 610 out of Grand Central, but he's going to be driving it.
Right, exactly.
That's reassuring.
You should
look out for bikes. Stop
in Pleasantville for their show.
Wait, what do you do that you just hang out at podcasts all
day? Kevin, you'll love this. I'm a retail manager.
Oh, want to tell us the name?
I run a retail store.
Is it that new Caldor in Stanford I've heard about? Caldor. I'm 48.
There was a Caldor in Stanford.
There's a Caldor.
Can you say who you work for? You can't.
Oh, I don't care. Pure Hockey. It's a hockey store.
Hockey. What are they going to do, fire you?
Yeah.
You a hockey puck?
Yeah, hey.
Jesus.
What, do you guys sell hats there? Do a hat trick?
I love it.
Are you a hockey guy? You're built like a hockey guy.
No, I was a lacrosse guy.
Oh, yeah, midi?
You like men, huh?
Yeah.
My daddy was a Blue Jay at Hopkins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Was he a long father. Stick?
Yeah, he was a long stick back in the late 60s.
Are you guys doing gay talk? Long stick?
I know.
Hockey, right. A lacrosse is a euphemism for rimming.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, he was in a lacrosse team?
That's his fastest sport
on Hopkins?
Fastest sport on 2 feet? Yeah, he was a Blue Jay, so.
What's a Blue Jay?
Hopkins Blue Jay is the name of the.
Oh, okay. Don't say it's a fucking Blue Jay. Oh, my God.
Well, because I get around.
I see that.
Yeah. Which dad was he? Which dad?
No, the only my Dan McCarthy.
Your dad's.
I haven't spoken in 25
like four
years.
Four or five.
No, yeah. I've had a couple.
How many did you grow up with, though?
Just one main one, but a lot of stuff.
Your dad left, right?
The real one?
He left it too, yeah.
Have you seen him?
We haven't spoken in 25 years.
We're not brothers, are we?
Certainly. You certainly kiss like we're related.
23 in May. Let's do it. I'll sponsor it.
Yeah, I don't mind spitting in your cup. And by cup, I mean your dick hole.
I assume.
Get him another drink.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
It's getting awkward. You
know, it's actually, the shit's not that terrible. Actually,
all right, we got to wrap it up. Happy birthday, me too. I mean, me too.
Please.
Hey, why don't you do a thing about Ritu? Change your name to Me Too.
Yeah.
See? Because it's a hook. Everybody needs a hook.
I would get on the bus to boys around. Who can't Ritu do Me Too. That was pretty humiliating.
What is it?
Ritu do Me Too.
What does that mean? Ritu.
They would just chant that when I would get on the bus in the morning when I was a little kid.
Oh, God, you poor girl. No wonder you're such a self-loving.
That's why you got fake tits to get even?
Yeah. That's right. That's what I did it just for them. I've never forgotten them.
Pay you motherfuckers back by being a whore.
Yeah. 25 years later, she's like, I'll show Billy Hopkins.
Yeah. Right.
Fuck.
Yeah, look at these brown sandbags. Huh? Now who's the boss? I
like
am.
My boobs.
No, I'd love to see them.
I know. We've had
you love to see anything.
That'd be a neat trick.
What on my birthday? my hands and my eyes.
How could you see them?
Because I would have to touch them and maybe give them a little suckle.
Right,
suckle.
So now you want to, that's different than touch.
Oh, come on, come on. Let's keep it classy.
How do you feel about black people on the train again, Kevin?
I see what I see. I report it. Right. I report
it. Started again.
All right. Thank you for coming to the show. You're a good sport. Give us your
plug,
please.
Gotham, November 27th with Ritu, Underground Comedy.
Ritu, Me Too.
Yes. You can find that on their website.
Yeah.
And we started a podcast. It's called The Wife.
Oh, yeah, I heard it's good.
It's a good podcast.
Didn't somebody just tweet that?
Yeah,
it's really
and you
good?
Listened to a little and you said, okay, that's enough. And I thought that was a great review from you.
It was because I gave everybody a minute.
Yeah.
I really try to listen, but something's wrong with me. Even the ones that everybody raves about, I listen to Come Town, I listen to it for a minute and I go, I don't give a fuck, you
right.
know?
Right, just but a couple you didn't of guys. This was the worst thing ever. Or
a couple of guys reasons? Talking. Well, I know you, so I don't know the guys from Come Town. I'm just saying it's like, I'm not a good. Anything I watch, I'm like, oh, God. I put on a football game. I go, oh, he's running off tackle. Then I don't give a fuck. I see one play. I'm like, oh, he threw it to the guy, the black guy, and the other black guy
there
tackled him. And now they're lining up again, another play. Like, after a while, I'm like, I've seen it all. I've heard it all.
Well, maybe your listeners will listen.
Yeah, that's what it's is for. What's it called again?
Why Bother with Ritu and Ken.
Yeah, Why Bother? That's a good name.
It's iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. So please listen.
Perfect. Okay.
How about it? Yeah, but how can they just? Do you have a link on your Twitter?
Yeah, everywhere at the Ritu.
You got to put links on your Twitter and your Facebook.
Yeah, it's all over.
That's what you got to do because they're not going to go to fucking iTunes and find it.
No. Go to my
super easy.
Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
People listening to this show are fucking retards.
At the Ritu.
The lazy retards.
You wouldn't know it by the callers.
They're lazy. They're lazy, dumb, drunk retards, and they will not. They want to do anything that's difficult.
They all manage
Who is
hockey
your co-host,
scores.
By the way, a little bit, right?
What?
Lazy, drunk.
Dare you?
Yeah, that's why it's good because he doesn't take himself seriously.
I get up at 11 o'clock.
He doesn't take himself seriously. Wow. Most comics take themselves seriously. I'm not going to name names, but.
You guys are a great duo.
Yeah, it's magic. It's magic. That's why
totally.
we're up to 2 days a week.
Yeah, right. I love it.
We just want to someday be as good as Bill Schultz's show.
Let's go next door and tell him that.
Yeah.
let's go to BrianPatrickMcCarthy.com.
Wheel him out in a wheelchair. His legs are finally giving out. What happened to Bill? His legs just gave out. Every time I see him, he's thinner and thinner. I love the guy. Don't get me wrong. I love
an IV
the guy.
In him, he's just Jameson's whiskey. There's no blood left. Jameson's just in there.
He's a good sport.
He's a great guy. All right. Okay. Thanks for coming on the show, guys, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you,
guys.
Thank
thanks.
You, everybody.
Thanks for media. Sign up. I'm a little broke this month because of the ban at the comedy club, at the Comedy Cellar. So go to my Patreon. And it's all links are on my website. And you can PayPal me directly if you want to just give me $50.
All right, thank you. All right.